me tell you who's doing sneakers the best in the game right now. That's New Balance. The two-way V4, featuring this groundbreaking use of technology with fresh foam. It's called Fuel Cell, creating this combination that we love of rebound and cushioning. Fresh foam offers unparalleled cushioning for maximum comfort your entire game from start to finish. The upper construction features this lightweight textile that reduces weight, which we all need, I know I do, while remaining supportive and breathable. Hard to find that combo. The two-way V4 gives you the tools that you need to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the two-way V4 at newbalance.com.
The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything that you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features, like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads, ensure that you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drive, so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating, so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads, so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. I've been so pumped to take a couple of friends with our road bikes to some of the trails nearby, and now I can bring the entire crew, my dog, and all of our gear with that third row. Learn more about the new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
The long national nightmare has come to a close. Yes, Ja Morant has fallen victim to Adam Silver's decisive hammer of justice, the guillotine, if you will. He is now Ned Stark of the NBA. You are not going to believe the amount of games Ja Morant has been suspended for. Just to remind anyone, if anyone needs to be reminded, which I'm sure you don't, Ja Morant has now been involved in three separate alleged incidents, allegedly involving guns, including, as everyone already knows, the one incident where he filmed himself at the strip club with the gun in his hand. I'm tired of talking about this, but here we are. Adam Silver has weighed all the evidence and looked at league precedent and came up with an absolute nuke. 8 games, including the 6 he's already missed, so it's 2 games punishment now for Ja Morant. Wow, how could you be so bold, Adam? Last I checked, Ja checked into a rehab center in Florida. He was planning on working on his addiction issues. Some reports were that we wouldn't see Ja for the rest of the year. Miraculously, because Ja Morant is like a Marvel character, he was cured of all addiction issues and found new coping methods and adopted new coping methods in 6 days. Congratulations. That is a miracle. Then, yesterday, Ja Morant gave an exclusive interview to Jalen Rose, who I think I said gave the only reasonable take on the matter. Here is a clip asking Ja Morant, what was up with the gun in the strip club?
You at the spot, Shotgun Willie's. I've been there. You are holding a gun. And we both know how dangerous that can be. Whose gun were you holding?
Well, the gun wasn't mine. It's not who I am. I don't condone and, any type of violence.
Ja was just filming a rap video. That's all it was. He was just being an NBA young boy. Here's a clip of Ja Morant answering what it's like to have your inner circle questioned.
What's it been like for you to see people criticize your inner circle? What have you learned about how you should move with your team going forward?
I feel like in the past, we didn't know what was at stake. And now, finally me having that time to, realize everything, have that time alone, I realize that now. I realize, what I have to lose. I can't wait to be back out there on the floor now, knowing what my punishment is. And, I accept that. And, I feel like I deserve, that punishment for, my mistakes and, what I did.
The whole 4-minute interview did feel like a masterpiece of public relations. A lot of apologies, a lot of my faults, a lot of I take full responsibilities, a lot of I need to change, and the promise of the Reformation. He had done some anxiety breathing in order to get himself right when he finds himself overwhelmed by life. So basically, John Morant went to Quebec, like me. He went to the monastery to learn some breathing techniques. He did some yoga. He ate breakfast in silence. And in 6 days, he was a changed man. Just like I was a changed woman in my 6 days in Quebec, when I felt grounded and peaceful and was meditating for about 3 weeks. And now I'm not meditating, I am not peaceful, and I am in need of Quebec again. That's human nature for you. Adam Silver called Jaw's behavior irresponsible, reckless, potentially very dangerous. Not enough to, like, do anything of note to send a message. That playing with guns in a live stream in front of hundreds of thousands of people may not be great in a country where we've already had hundreds of mass shootings and it's only March. Yeah, like 8 games doesn't really feel like he finds it to be that dangerous. Jaw's going to be back March 20th against Luka and Kyrie, potentially. Dallas Mavericks, national televised game. Do you think Adam Silver really cares? Do you think Adam Silver is concerned about Ja Morant's health and wellness, or do you think he's concerned about us seeing Ja Morant on the basketball court as soon as possible? Because I kind of feel like it's the last part. And I like Ja Morant a lot. He's one of my favorite players to watch on planet Earth. I've said that a bazillion times. I care deeply for this person's health and wellness. Accountability is a big part of that. I don't want to talk about this shit again. Thankfully for us, we probably never will, right? Because Ja Morant is fully healed. And we will never run into any more Ja Morant issues from now until the end of time. Good for Ja, good for Adam Silver that they have found a speedy solution to something that usually takes most people with these types of issues. Yeah, 6-7 months. Whatever. Business as usual, just like Adam Silver likes it.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Let's move on. So I saw something fascinating last night. Scrolling the timeline, ran across a CBS Sports article. And the title was, Nuggets Open Door for Kings to Make a Genuine Push for the Number One Seed in the Western Conference. That sentence is not a sentence I am familiar with. Think about the Nuggets and the Kings battling for the number one seed 24 months ago. 36. I mean, what in the actual fuck is going on with life? As a Kings, I don't even think I'm a stan. I don't know. I'm a supporter. I'm riding for them. We've been holding multiple tickets on their futures to win division, win the West. I would be ecstatic if they grabbed the number one seed. I would make a lot of money if they would win the number one seed. But if you look at the standings, the Kings and the Grizz are currently 4.5 games behind the Nuggets with 15 games to go. Seems insurmountable, right? Yeah? No. Nuggets are reeling. They have lost 4 in a row. Despite being completely healthy, I mean, if you call what Jamal Murray is fully healthy, including losses to Chicago, who had a struggle bus, and I think they lost by 20. Toronto lost to Brooklyn and lost to San Antonio, the worst team in the league. That was supposed to be the cupcake part of the schedule. Here's where it gets hard. Now they've got problems on the horizon. They face a 16-win Pistons team tonight, having lost to a 17-win Spurs team last week. And then after this Pistons game, they face a stretch of 7 of 8 games against playoff teams including the Bucks, Sixers, Suns, Warriors, and Knicks. Rot-row. That's not, oh boy, if you can't beat the Spurs, you're not going to face Giannis and come out on the other side victorious. So say the Nuggets, for hypothetical sake, go 3-5 over those 8 games. And say the Kings go 6-2, for example. All of a sudden, there's only a game between them with 2 weeks left to go. 2 whole weeks. So I thought maybe we would do a little dissection, a little analysis on what's going on with Denver. Because nobody is talking about this, and I think that they should. This is supposedly going to be the best team in the West. This is the team everyone has had said, circled their calendars. This is the team. They are dominant. Jokic, 3-time MVP. Everybody else is just a step below, right? No. Everyone thought that they had a good trade deadline. I thought so myself. They added Reggie Jackson. They added Thomas Bryant to fill these holes in the lineup. But it turns out they did not address what was ailing them in the first place. They lost Bones Highland and they bring back Reggie Jackson, which, let's be honest, was not an upgrade. That was a big-time downgrade. Reggie Jackson is not very good. Yeah, Bones Highland had some issues in the locker room, but don't we all? They thought they were getting a backup center that could help Jokic in non-Jokic minutes protect the rim and not get destroyed. They got neither one of those things that they thought they were getting. Let's look at these players a little closer. Reggie Jackson is a disaster. He's an absolute dumpster fire right now on the Nuggets. He might be the reason that the Nuggets have had this swing in the standings. This is horrible. He's a negative 59 in 20 minutes a game. He's only played 10 games. He's negative 59. They're 5-5 in the games that he's played. That is a team that is in the play-in hunt. Keep in mind, the 4 top plus-minus players in the entire NBA this year are his teammates. Not shockingly, he got a DNP coach's decision the other night. Not shocking. He's horrible. I can't say enough about how bad he is. I don't know why they did that. I don't understand it. I really don't. According to Zach Lowe, Michael Malone, I like to call him Michael Malone is doing this bullshit with this 3 small guard lineup, and it's Reggie, which he lost me there, Murray, and Bruce Brown. What are we doing? They are getting absolutely cooked with those 3 men on the floor. Obviously, Bruce Brown is the only guy who can defend out of those 3. Jamal Murray is probably the only one that you can consistently rely on to score. The rest, who knows? Who knows? It's like one of those random tins of popcorn you get. Who knows? Is it going to be caramel in there? Is it going to be shit? I don't know. That's basically what that 3-guard lineup is. The bigger issue is that the Nuggets have a Jamal Murray problem. So we know he's missed 2 years. That started the year slow. That's pretty normal, right? He got cooking midseason, and that was that. No, and he's his old explosive self. Then he banged up his knee again. In the last 4 games, all losses, as you might remember, he shot 32% from the field and averaged 16-3-6, which is very, very much down from his 20-point average across the season. But what's worse is that he's pretty much Reggie Jackson, plus-minus in those minutes and in those games. He's a negative 51 in those games. Golly, it is hard to watch, too. Jamal Murray and Reggie Jackson are hard to watch. Jokic, of course, is his usual terrific self. Thomas Bryant was supposed to relieve a little bit of the Jokic burden. It has not worked out at all. I have no idea why. I like Thomas Bryant. He's getting 4.5 points per game on 12 minutes with a negative 4 plus minus per game. That's not what we were looking for, especially for a team that must go to the finals in order for everyone to think that they are a success. Maybe getting Jakob Poeltl would have helped you. I don't know. According to Malone, he says, I ain't going nowhere. I'm going to find guys that are ready to fight with me because right now we're just in chill mode. We've got to find a way to get our swagger back. We've gotten away from who we are. I don't know, man. Maybe bringing in Reggie Jackson wasn't a good idea. Maybe playing them all at the same time is not a good idea. I think this team could be dangerous. They need to figure out what they're doing with the guard position. They also need to find another wing, most likely. I could see them catching the Warriors in the first round and getting sent home in five. Night-night. Sleep mask. See you later. They need to ditch that three small guard offense. They need more consistency from Jamal Murray. Thankfully, they've got Christian Brown, who's a rookie from Kansas, playing excellent. He's been incredible. Pretty much the only bright spot from this team in terms of players that are showing out towards the end of the season. Very high basketball IQ, very high motor, can rebound, can shoot. A player who's going to compete on both sides of the ball. I don't think that the Nuggets are going to give up the number one spot in the West, but the fact that we're even talking about it is concerning. It's a very fun, very wide open West this year. If they keep losing, oh boy, all bets are off.